position. I'd like an opportunity to respond. To your personal attacks on me, I'd like an opportunity to respond. That was shameful.
Yes, it was.
May I speak, please? Let me tell you, I got involved in city government in 2009 because I didn't appreciate what was going on. I had no political ambitions, okay? But I've always been involved. I love the community, but I really don't like the way we're governed through fear and intimidation. And, you know, I had no desire to get into politics, okay? I got up in here, and Jim, for 4 years, well, it even started before, you guys called me names. I've been under 2 completely bogus criminal investigations from you and your small group of supporters. You put my dad, my 77-year-old man, under a criminal investigation.
That's not true.
Your supporters falsely, for 4 years you've sat out there. You have read written statements, you've condemned me, I've been harassed with public information. Not one time did I ever come back and say, you're just sour grapes because your guy didn't win and you're not the mayor. Never. Or anyone else. I sat here and respectfully answered everyone who came before me. That was out of line. Absolutely shameful.
Yes.
And to do that to some people who question their government, ask for public information, and then to publicly censure them, but you will comment on the bad behavior of the other elected officials, but you will absolutely personally attack people who are interested in getting involved in their local government. You should be commending them and applauding them.
Here.
You would have given a respectful petition that was based in fact. How dare you?
Yeah.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.